Montana officials have denied a petition asking the state to designate the Big Hole River as impaired by pollution. Two conservation groups collected data over 5 years and found levels of nutrients in the Big Hole River exceeded thresholds, in some parts by two or threefold, that could harm aquatic habitats, contaminate drinking water, and affect fishing and other tourism business. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, said petitioners used the wrong metrics. Executive Director of Upper Missouri Waterkeeper Guy Alsenser says it's an example of politics undermining good science.
So at minimum, we feel that the state owes us a written explanation with some detail about exactly why it believes it can deny a petition that has clearly satisfied the scientific basis for developing a pollution cleanup plan.
The Montana DEQ argues that the petition's data doesn't abide by a state law passed in 2021. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency, however, officially disapproved of that law. Alsenser says he's requested that the EPA weigh in. Alsenser adds once high nutrient levels are proven, it's up to the DEQ to determine the causes.
In the case of most Montana rivers, it's going to be a combination of human land use patterns. Sometimes it's subdivision, sometimes it's septic, sometimes it's a municipality, and sometimes it's farm fields or big cattle feeding lots.
Alsenser says keeping waterways healthy is both good common sense and good economics. According to the Bureau of Business and Economic Research, Beaverhead County's hunting and angling economy adds an estimated $74 million to area households annually and $167 million to businesses and organizations. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.